Now I'd like to tell you the inside story of the tune we're using as a radio signature. It's called The Man I Love, and you may have recognized it at the opening of the program. This tune was written 10 years ago, and about this time we did a musical comedy, Lady Be Good, featuring those delightful performers, Fred and Adele Astaire. Imagine my discomfort when the tune received such a lukewarm reception in Lady Be Good that we felt obliged to take it from the play. But my spirits rose shortly after this when Lady Mountbatten asked me for a copy of the song to take back to England. Soon, Lady Mountbatten's favorite dance band, the Berkeley Square Orchestra, was playing The Man I Love. It wasn't long before all the dance bands in London had taken up The Man I Love. Strangely enough, I now had a London song hit on my hands without being able to sell a single copy. But I now felt The Man I Love was worthy of a place in any score I might write. So in 1927, when we brought out the first version of the musical comedy Strike Up the Band, this melody was again introduced. And again, the melody met with scant success. Apparently, The Man I Love just lacked that thing so far as the theater presentation was concerned. However, its out-of-the-theater popularity continued to grow, and after considerable success in London and Paris, The Man I Love was sung in New York by an artist who has been almost directly responsible for its American success. I refer to that remarkable personality, Helen Morgan. So now I am going to ask Mr. Katzman and the orchestra to play this number for you, and if nobody minds, I shall attempt the piano part myself.